Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing okay. Actually, I think when we actually wrote the show, we were a little off key there because I went in there and found a whole bunch of little typographical errors, I guess you'll call it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's life. And as the show that we're going to talk about actually speaks on, free is not free. First off, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing on this planet that is free. Everything comes at a price. Somebody has either paid for it, is paying for it, or will have to pay for it. However, we all seem to run into, and a lot of us seem to always want, something for free. You know, we go to an event that we didn't pay for, and we expect to get something out of it. We don't want to commit to a particular thing because we're afraid that if we commit, we're going to lose. Well, guess what? Every time, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't commit, every time that you don't take a dare, take a chance, and I'm not talking about a stupid dare or a stupid chance, but I'm talking about an educated decision. Every time that you waste time to take action, the person that ultimately loses is you. And thinking that you have all the time in the world is probably the most hugest and most heinous mistake that any human being can make. Because the one thing that none of us have and the one thing that none of us can afford to waste is time. So again, there is nothing that is free. Today, we're going to talk about, again, the concept that a lot of people have kind of accepted. And when I say they've kind of accepted, I think a lot of us have accepted it, and we've accepted it unknowingly. We've accepted it out of habit. You know, we've watched, let's say, our parents or our parents' parents or our supposed friends and associates and all of that and the government and everything else, and we seem to think that we're all due something. We're all owed something. You know, we all, I don't know, have rights that we don't have. Well, again, back to what I was just saying before, for everything, there's a price. Nothing is free. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you get up in the morning, you need to thank your lucky stars that you live where you live. You need to thank your lucky stars that people have done the things that they've done before you and will continue to do the things that they're going to do after you to maintain the things that you consider to be free. Because, like I said before, nothing's free. Everything has a cost. That cost is time. Sometimes that cost is money. Sometimes that cost is, you know, mind and thought. You know, I say this on a pretty regular basis, that the cure to cancer right now is in some mortuary. It's underneath the dirt, you know, 6 feet under in some grave, because that person didn't take the time to share their true gifts with us. So those cures, those things that could have been, you know, taken care of maybe in your father's lifetime or your father's father's or mother's mother's lifetime, never happened. Why? Because somebody felt as though they had a whole bunch of free time, that they could not, that they didn't have to commit, that they didn't have to do the things necessary to create and develop those things that you know, haven't been created and developed. Well, if that's the case, think of it this way. Where would we be if the electric light wasn't invented when it was invented? Would it have been invented? Yes. But what other things would have fallen to the wayside? What things that we presently enjoy, you know, glass, metal, rubber, you know, food processing, refrigeration, you know, being able to wear shoes, having clothes. What things, you know, the sewing needle, for example, you know, cotton, the use of leather. Think of the things and where we would be right now if somebody had just figured that it was a free ride and they weren't going to do their part. They weren't going to step up. They weren't going to do the things necessary to bring these things that we now take for granted, you know, that we now take for granted, if those people didn't do those things, the house that you live in, the fact that you have television, the fact that, you know, we have cell phones, and that cell phones have gone from these huge things that used to be called the bricks to now these little tiny things that can almost fit in your ear. You know, I mean, think of the things that have happened throughout technology. All of that was because somebody stayed up a little late. Somebody worked a little bit more time than they were supposed to. Somebody put in a little bit more effort than they were supposed to. For all of you people that work a job, and I know, you know, if you've read some of my stuff, it says, what's a job? A job is just, sorry, when I say a job, it's just on the other side of broke. All right, just over broke. So we all know how I feel about a job. However, when I look at that as a job, I'm talking about a job where you're not living to your full potential. I'm talking about a job where you're not putting in your all, where you're only doing enough to get by, where you're not taking the gifts that you have to share with the world and sharing those gifts, and then we all end up, you know, winning because of the fact that you took what was most people look at as free time. You took something and you said, I'm going to make something out of it. I'm going to make something out of myself, and I'm going to be somebody that doesn't wait for the world to give me. I'm one of those people that's going to give things to the world. And, you know, you guys have heard me say on many occasions that givers gain. And givers gain is a very, very powerful thing because, as a lot of the motivational speakers have said, Brian Tracy, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, John C. Maxwell, all of these individuals have shared with us that if you help many, even Jesus Christ, if you help the many, then guess what? You'll receive the rewards. Well, again, these aren't people in our history, these aren't people that looked at things as in, what do I get? What's the free thing? Again, as I said before, nothing is free. Somebody had to pay for every single thing that you and I are able to enjoy right now. And we have to pay for everything that we are able to give to the people that come, you know, behind us and presently. If you don't work, you know, or if you don't do a job or provide a service in which people feel is worth the exchange of money or goods and services or what have you, do you have a house? Do you have a car? Do you live the lifestyle that you want to live? Too many people, man, woman, child, young, old, and what have you, are just lazy. And they're not only lazy in the physical sense that they don't want to do work, they're lazy with the most vibrant and powerful tool on the planet. And that tool is what? Their minds. Why? Because, again, you ever look at somebody that's a programmer? You know, when I used to be in the information systems industry, we used to talk about, you know, closet programmer, or he's got a programmer mentality. Why? Because programmers had a tendency, and systems analysts had a tendency to kind of be labeled as lazy. They were going to find a quicker, easier way to do it that was going to cause them less trouble. Now, mind you, it may have generated enough mind power to actually move a building, but as far as them doing that physical work, they weren't going to do that. They were going to find an easier way to program something or to create a tool that you could use, that they could set up on the back end that would make the front end work a lot easier for them. And it's just like in programming. In programming, you know, they say there's no one way to do it. You look at one programmer, he's got all of his code. You look at another programmer, he's got some simple codes, and it does the same thing. And they both do the same trick, but they both have a different style. But when I talk about lazy, I'm talking about lazy in the sense of we all have our laziness. We all have our issues. We all have our things that we are going to do and that we prefer not to do. I'm not going to say that we won't do, because anybody that won't do something, well, you know, they're kind of telling you something right there. We should all be willing to do whatever is necessary to succeed and to help others succeed. Why? Because everybody that we help now becomes an ally, now becomes a possible asset that could also help us to take the dream that we had at step one to maybe level step 12 or step 20. Why? Because we only had it at step one. However, that other person that comes into the situation or comes into the arena, that person can take your dream and enhance it and make it easier and help you to actually get a better understanding of just how far your particular dream, just how far your particular want and need can go. Why? Because they're looking at it from a different point of view. They're looking at it with a different perspective. And by them sharing that perspective with you, you're helping them to reach their particular goal, and they're helping you, and vice versa. And that should be a constant exchange of giving and taking. And when I say giving and taking, I'm talking about where more than one person wins. That's basically what I'm talking about. But anyway, back to the overall subject about nothing is free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get free stuff, please understand that somebody paid for it. All right? The fact that, you know, if you're an African American, that you can walk the streets, that you can vote, same thing for women, somebody paid for that. Somebody walked the walk and talked the talk so that you can do it. Your ability to have education. Yes, you may be one of the smartest people on earth, but there was a time when no matter how brilliant you were, nobody was going to give you that opportunity. Nobody was going to give you the chance to show that you were brilliant or that you had that skill or that ability. You know, so again, ladies and gentlemen, we also need to remember and constantly remember and remind ourselves, if we have to, that none of us exist in a vacuum, that everything, there's a cost, and that nothing is free. And I'd really like people to understand that. And again, I don't get on the whole religious thing. I don't really touch on that subject too much. But understand that they say there's an old saying, the devil's in the detail. Well, it's usually not the devil that does wrong. It's the people that decide to do what they do that does wrong. It's the people that aren't contributors and aren't giving. It's the people that spread the unnecessary gossip. It's the people that love to run and tell everything, especially if it's bad news. So the devil is in the detail. And yes, you can say that the devil is a liar, but people are his number one messengers to get out that information. So it's not really the devil that's doing it. It's the devil in the people that do it. And that is also a choice. Each and every one of us has a responsibility. That responsibility is to be a contributing factor in the world that we live in this place that we've been blessed with the opportunity to be, in this time that we've been blessed with the opportunity to be in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us if it's meant to be. Most of us have too many negative mindsets. You know, we have people that worry about everything. You know, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. We can't depend on that. We can't depend on them. Well, in a show that I did not too long ago, I talked about, first off, we need to police ourselves. We need to make sure that we're doing the right thing before we try to dictate to somebody else that they're not. And then once we've policed ourselves, then from there, maybe if those other people are willing, we can then disseminate to them some of our concerns, some of our thoughts. Because, again, if nobody's listening to you and you're the great leader, if nobody's listening to you, if nobody's following, then as John C. Maxwell said, then all you're doing is taking a walk. You're really not a leader. And to quote Mr. Maxwell again, just because you have a title, that means you are a positional leader. You have a position. You have a title. That doesn't make you a leader. That only makes you a leader on paper. You need to get to at least the second step, which is permission. You need the permission of the individuals in which you're supposed to be leading that they're going to be willing to follow you. Why? Because we live in a democracy. And in this democracy, they have a choice. Well, you can say, well, if they don't listen to me, they won't have a job. Well, guess what? If you don't have anybody to lead on your job, none of you have a job. And you as a leader also have no one to lead. You can't do it all by yourself, can you? Of course you can. So, nothing is free is not only about stuff. It's also about your attitude. It's about you having an attitude of gratitude and then you working to gain the trust, to gain the belief of the people around you so that then they will freely give you their time, give you their minds to help them to solve particular problems. Why? Because two minds are definitely stronger than one. Five minds are stronger than two, especially if those five minds are working in a homogeneous type of environment. If you guys are sharing ideas, if you're looking to grow, if as you grow you're bouncing off of each other, if you're maintaining the yin and the yang of the particular thing that you're doing in your business, in your life, all of that. Again, you know, Zig Ziglar made a comment once. He said, for him, he said, if the big redhead is happy, then I'm happy. He said, if the big redhead is happy, the big head redhead is happy, then guess what? The household is happy. Well, that's true, ladies and gentlemen. People, don't let the world enter into your life and poison you. Don't put a bad apple in a bunch of good apples or potato or whatever it is that you want to call it. Why? Because that bad apple is going to taint the rest of the things in there. It's going to bring flies. It's going to do all of these different things that you don't want to do. It's going to infect the bunch. So every now and then, ladies and gentlemen, we also need to learn how to say no. Now, for most of us, no really isn't a problem. When it comes to somebody giving us something positive or somebody offering us something that can help us, oh, my God, we will say no like nobody's business when we should be saying yes. So that's another thing that we need to touch on. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop depending on someone else to take care of us. We need to stop depending on the government and everything else and blaming the government for our woes, our problems, and our issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop blaming the kids. We need to stop blaming our wives. We need to stop blaming the job. We need to stop blaming the taxes. We need to stop blaming the car. Guess what? If you'd have taken care of the car, what was the chances of the car going down? They lessened, didn't they? Right. If you would take care of home, what's the chances of home being crazy? It would lessen. Now, I'm not saying that things don't still happen. Things do still happen. However, nothing's free. So what part, what work were you supposed to do, or what work did you need to do, or what thing did you not notice that created your situation? Again, nobody's 100%, okay? Even if you're a 90, as I was talking to somebody the other day, even if you're a 99% in the right, that 1% can change everything. So we all need to be more conscious of what we're doing and how we do it. We all need to be more conscious of what's around us and how we, again, are playing an active role in our happiness and in our own destruction. We all need to understand that, again, nothing is free. Just because you get something and you pay little for it doesn't mean that you haven't paid a great price for it. Because guess what? In the end, it may be a lot more than what you bargained to pay. What you took as being free could be a whole lot of trouble. I have a question for you. If you're driving your car in New York City, and anybody that's in New York City, you can answer this question. You just bought you a brand new Testarossa. You've got a brand new Testarossa. You've got your payments down. You put $100,000 down on the car, and you're driving through New York. You pick up your friend. Friend you haven't seen in, I don't know, 10, 20 years. You pick them up. You get them in your Testarossa. You guys are driving along. You've only driven a mile. All of a sudden, you see some flashing lights behind you. You see those flashing lights behind you. The cop pulls you over, and the cop says, you got drugs in the car. You say to the cop, of course I don't have drugs in the car. I'm driving a Testarossa. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do any of these things. Okay, great. Outstanding. He pulls your friend out. He finds a key, not a key, he finds some cocaine on your car. I mean, not on your car, on your friend that's in your car, your Testarossa that you just drove off the lot and just happened to be going to New York and picked up your friend because you saw him on the street. I have a question. Who now owns a Testarossa? You? Or the city of New York? The city of New York now owns a Testarossa. You still owe all the payments, all right? You still owe every single payment on that car, but you no longer own a Testarossa. Why? Because your friend that you knew was suspect and has always been suspect, you picked them up and you gave them a ride. There was a cost. The cost was a Testarossa that you're still paying for. But again, nothing is free, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, again, we need to say yes to the things that we should say yes to and no to the things that we shouldn't. Somebody tells you about an opportunity. You're not happy with your job. You're not happy with your present situation. This person has never led you wrong, okay? However, you don't look at that opportunity. You don't look at the situation. It's just like going to school and all these other things. Who ends up losing in the end? You do. Why? Because you said yes to too many of the wrong things, and you said no to too many, excuse me, you said yes to too many of the wrong things and no to too many of the right things. Again, nothing is free. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock of time is turning. It doesn't slow, it doesn't stop, and it doesn't ebb for anybody. If you don't take the opportunity by the horns and run with it, even if you fail, you lose. Why? Because even if you fail and you take the opportunity, you at least know you took that opportunity. And remember, who's with you all the time? Who's the person that's, no matter what you do, good, bad, or indifferent, is always with you? You. You know, I was talking about another show. We were talking about a lady that works in the prisons. And she was talking about how when she walks through the prisons, sometimes she'll hear the inmates that are in solitary confinement screaming and hollering and yelling. And the concept is why. The mindset is, why is that person screaming and hollering and acting like somebody's trying to kill them when they're in the cell by themselves? The reason that they're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, is because these are people that can't stand being in their own minds. They can't stand being alone. They can't stand being by themselves. If you're one of those people, find some help. Go see somebody. Go talk to somebody that you respect. Go talk to somebody that's a professional. Go talk to somebody that can help you with those issues. It could be a chemical imbalance. It could be that you just won't let go of some things that are really negative, and you're constantly taking those things with you, and they're helping to sabotage your overall life. But again, nothing is free. But the work that you put in will be worth it. So my next question to just about everybody is, one, are you willing to do the work? Two, are you worth it? Because if you're worth it, then guess what? This is a no-brainer. You going ahead and being willing to take responsibility, you being willing to do the things necessary to grow yourself and to mature and become the person that you were meant to be. Notice I didn't say could be. I said meant to be, is a no-brainer. It's just you stepping out of those limited thoughts and doing the things that you need to do, knowing that those are the things that are going to catapult you to the next level, knowing that those are the things that are going to give you the life that you want to live. Nothing's free, because guess what? Misery also costs. Bad stuff also costs. And either way, you're choosing which payment you want to put your deposits on. You're looking at which monthly installment you want to install your cash in. Do you want to install your money in something that's going to grow you and make you better and help you to be able to help all the people that you want to help, including your family, including your loved ones, including people that you just feel compassion for and want to help? Or do you want to put money in something where you can't help anybody and you're constantly kicking yourself because you can't give, because you're looking for free, and free doesn't exist? Everything has a cost. Nothing. Nothing is free. You know, when I was really young and I first got into martial arts, the grandmaster that actually started our system, his name was Peter Urban, Peter G. Urban, grandmaster, American Goju-Ryu or USA Goju. Peter Urban used to have a saying, and in it, it was the three rules or the four rules of the dojo. One, nothing is free. We all start at the bottom. Sensei's word is law, all right, or the three rules. So of those three rules, nothing is free, right off the top. So even as a child, when you came into that system, you knew that in order for you to get ranked, you had to work for it. You had to do your time. You had to learn whatever was needed to be learned, and you needed to perform at a certain level. So nothing is free. Everyone works. That means that the effort will be applied by everybody. Did he know that there were going to be people that fell in different spectrums of it? Yes. But still, you had to do your work to get there. All right? And we all started at the bottom. That was the other one. We all started at the bottom. Nothing is free. Everyone works. We all start at the bottom, and sensei's word is law. That's actually the four. So start at the bottom meant that he didn't care if you were a billionaire, a millionaire, you had 2 cents. If you were willing to learn, then he was going to teach you, and he was going to give you everything that he could possibly give you, and expected that same thing from his instructors. It wasn't about rank. It was about you growing in the martial arts. It was about you understanding Budo. It was about you understanding the way. It was about honor and respect and all of these different things that made up a martial artist at that time. But again, it's the same thing now, ladies and gentlemen, something that was taught before I was born, before my father was born, before my father's 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 father was born, and mother. It was the same thing, those same requirements. Those same requirements are still necessary for each and every one of us to this day. They haven't gone away. They're still there. We still need to plan our work and work our plan. We still need to be the best people that we can be and constantly look to improve, to develop, and to grow. We still need to take action and understand that opportunity is all around us. However, if we're not willing to grow, if we're not willing to do our part, then guess what? We're not going to receive the fruits, okay? I recently was talking with a young man, and I said to him, I said, listen, you know you need to train. He told me no. Okay. I got a little upset about that. But in the end, am I losing or is he losing? He's losing. Why? Because one, he's not getting the physical exercise. Two, he's not getting the mental exercise. And three, he's also not getting that discipline and he's not learning about his own self. So in the end, am I losing? No. Why? Because I'm going to train. I'm going to do the things necessary for me to do. Am I still not happy about it? No, I'm not happy about it. However, I'm really not losing anything. I'm still winning. Why am I winning? Because one, I offered to give of myself for free. I offered to share knowledge and information with an individual that doesn't want to grow, that doesn't want to develop, that is looking for something free, that wants to sit around and do nothing. That's that person's choice. That's also that person's loss. So ladies and gentlemen, what I'm basically saying to you is that if you do the work and you do it consistently, eventually you'll find the golden nugget. Eventually you'll find the platinum. Again, eventually you'll find the bronze. You know, if you're looking for a promotion in your job, also understand, you know, what was I say, job, just above broke. If you're looking for a promotion in what you're doing, first off, work on growing you, and the other things will come of it. And guess what? You'll be in a better and stronger position, so if any of those things fall, you'll still be able to move on, to grow, to develop, and to become the person that you needed to be, which will, of course, make you what? An amazing asset to any company, organization, or your own company and organization to help it to grow and develop. Again, like I said before, ladies and gentlemen, we don't live in a vacuum, and things are required. And in order for things to change, what happens? You have to change. So if you're willing to change, if you're willing to grow, if you're willing to develop, and again, not one class. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and no, I don't have I don't have Tourette's. I'm not, you know, stuttering. I take a class every month. Every month. I try to read at least two books every month. Sometimes it's an audio book, sometimes they're written books, but at least two every month. Why? I have to constantly work on trying to sharpen the saw. By sharpening the saw, I'm going to do what? I'm going to grow. I'm going to develop. I'm going to become a better and stronger individual. But it all starts with me being willing to take action. If I'm not willing to take action, then nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to reach my goals. I'm not going to be able to help other people. You know, I said to somebody just recently, and then we're going to end, if you truly want service to somebody else, then you'll do what's necessary so that you'll be in the position to help other people. There won't be any regrets because you'll already be there. Anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Again, please remember, nothing is free. Nothing is free. Everyone works. We all start at the bottom. And guess what? The universe is law. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Zurian Show. And I hope that, again, you'll share the show with any and everybody that's willing to listen. And, you know, let's go viral with this. You know, we're looking at 9,000 people. Let's go to 10,000 or 12,000 before the year is up. But the only way that that's going to happen is you. Again, as John C. Maxwell said, I'm not a leader unless I have people willing to follow. Well, guess what? I'm not a radio show host talking to people and sharing with people if nobody So what I'm saying is of any value. Again, thank you very much and have a great and wonderful day. Take care.